I'm Jeremy Scott. The National Archives says it will not release information on President Biden's handling of classified documents until they can ensure it will not impact the special counsel's investigation. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee have requested all documents and communications regarding the files. The archive says it must consult with the Justice Department before releasing the information to Congress. A district attorney in New Mexico will announce tomorrow whether charges will be filed against actor Alec Baldwin in the accidental shooting death of Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. Baldwin struck and killed the cinematographer with an antique revolver during a dress rehearsal for the movie in 2021. Ukraine's interior minister says at least 17 others have been killed in the helicopter crash near a kindergarten in a suburb of Kyiv. Several children are among the dead on the ground. There's no word yet on the cause of the crash. Wall Street can't keep its January rally going, losing a bit of steam today after Microsoft announced it'll lay off around 10,000 employees, causing shares for the company to slide and drag down the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which lost 614 points to close at 33,297. The S&P 500 fell 62 to 3929, and the NASDAQ was off 138 points to 10,957. SpaceX sent another mission into space.
3, 2, 1. Engine full power.
The launch of a 230-foot Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket launched early Wednesday morning.
Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, carrying the GPS-3 Space Vehicle 6 payload.
The payload contains 31 satellites and will be positioned 12,550 miles above our surface, making two orbits a day. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former president is taking aim at a potential challenger for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination.
Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that it would be a bad idea if he ran for president. Trump called into the conservative podcast, The Water Cooler.
So, you know, now I hear he might want to run against me, so we'll handle that the way I handle things.
During the call, Trump also took credit for DeSantis being Florida's governor.
I got him elected, pure and simple. He would have never, if I said I wasn't going to endorse you, and I was, plus, you know, there was no reason to go wild about endorsing him.
Several polls have shown DeSantis beating Trump in a hypothetical matchup. I'm John Schaefer.
Tragedy out of Michigan. Authorities say a woman and her two children are dead after being found frozen to death in a vacant field.
Over the course of a couple days, we actually had been getting calls about a woman and kids not dressed appropriately for the conditions. Deputies would go there, look all through the area, and couldn't find anybody.
The woman and her 3-year-old and 9-year-old sons were found dead by the daughter in Pontiac, north of Detroit. She had been with them and left to go get help. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin is spending more time at the team's facility. Coach Sean McDermott says he has been there almost daily as he recovers from cardiac arrest during the team's game against the Cincinnati Bengals earlier this month. The Bills will play the Bengals again in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs on Sunday. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come over to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher love.
Be just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!